Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Today, Zach Gelb is disappointed with the Las Vegas Raiders. They were 6-4 last year. Then they lost to the Jets and they finished the year 7-9. This year they were 6-4 and they failed to show up on Sunday against the Atlanta Falcons. And I was so impressed with them after that game up against the Kansas City Chiefs. They already beat them the first time. The second time, they were so close to doing so again. And I started to believe in the Raiders. And then that all went out the window on Sunday. Now joining us, a man that calls the Raiders games for Compass Media, also played for the Raiders, is a 3-time Pro Bowler, also a former 2-time All-Pro. That's our pal Lincoln Kennedy. Lincoln, what's happening?
Wonderful, man. Everything's good. You're giving up on the Raiders already? I mean, that one game was a drubbing, but don't lose too much faith. They'll be all right.
Well, they're going to beat the Jets. They have to beat the Jets on Sunday.
I hope so.
Right? It can't be a repeat of last year. Then after that, the schedule is not impossible. You know, they should beat the Chargers. They should beat the Broncos, but you know how division games are. And the Colts and Dolphins games will be toss-ups, but it just, this is what this team has been, and this is what this quarterback has been. He'll look great one week, and then he'll go back to the same old that we've been seeing of the inconsistencies.
Still surrounded by a ton of youth on both sides of the ball. I think when Gruden and Mayock decided to revamp this roster, they were taking in the fact that, sure, they drafted and brought in guys from great college pedigrees, programs like Clemson and Alabama and Ohio State that knew how to win. But winning in the NFL is a little bit different. So, you know, what I saw last week other than the drubbing was that, you know, they got outperformed. They got out-executed. And I don't know if it's a case of the young guys, you know, reading their own press, but they just didn't show up. And they could ill afford to have that happen again because, much as you said, it was 1 year ago where the bottom fell out of their season. And they lost everything after that New York game. So I'm hoping that they're going to be able to respond. I think they'll be fine. But, you know, the way Gruden will address this team is that if you win, you control your own destiny. So if you win, you're in. You want to play playoffs? You got to play playoff football starting right now.
I know anything can happen on any given Sunday. And I know not everyone's going to perform great week in and week out. But I was, like I said, I was so impressed with Carr in that Chiefs game. And then the Falcons game, pick six, 3 fumbles. How do you explain the quarterback's play that we saw on Sunday? Where 1 week, he was going toe-to-toe with the team that just won the Super Bowl, and then the next week, he couldn't do anything right.
Well, I'm not going to necessarily blame it on Derek Carr. You know, he was pressed in to try to make plays. We've seen him do it in times past. But I will say, to me, it started up front. This offensive line for the Raiders got manhandled. And you know what? You know, give credit to the Falcons. Give credit to Raheem Morris. They're obviously playing inspired, better than they were in the early part of the season. But they started up front. They just got out-hustled. They got out-executed. They got pushed around. They couldn't do anything. They couldn't run the ball. And then the pass rush was collapsing the pocket really quickly on Derek. They couldn't protect him. So it started up front.
Can you lay out the argument for me, Lincoln Kennedy? Because I know you always tell it how it is. Last time you were on our show, you said it's put up or shut up for Derek Carr. So you tell the truth. It's not as if, you know, just because you work for the Raiders, you're always going to tell us the Raiders are going to be great. So if they get a win against the Jets this Sunday, which that's a guarantee, that is 8 wins on the season. Then the final 4 games, like we said, Colts, Chargers, Dolphins, Broncos. 10 wins may get you in the playoffs, but with how the AFC this year is, 11 will be a safe number that will definitely get you in. Why can this team win, let's say, three more games, three out of their last four, up against some teams that should be some good close games?
Well, I think that the steps and the strides they've made, especially on the offensive side of the ball, gives them a chance to compete with anyone. And I think you mentioned that in the Chiefs series. But, you know, you never know what's going to happen in divisional foes. And I think that, you know, with Miami and the Indianapolis, both have got good defenses. This offense has got to show up. Now, conversely, the team's defense, the Raiders' defense, has been getting progressively better. And score aside, they kept the team in the game for three quarters against Atlanta, and holding Atlanta more field goals and touchdowns until the collapse of the pick six and other things. But for the most part, this team is coming together. I do think they are a playoff caliber team. I came into this season saying that I thought this team was going to be 9-7 and 10-6. And I do agree with your point. The 11 wins would be better for them to secure their hold, because it's such a close race. But, just got to have a wake-up call. They got to take care of business with the Jets. It's not a gimme. I'm not one of these guys that, just for the record, I know the Jets are bad. They don't look like they're trying to win, but you don't want to be the first team to lose to a winless team. So, you know what I mean? So it's things like that. But I think they'll snap out of it.
I told this to a Chiefs player when he was on with us and trying to talk up the Jets, and I live in New York. There's no way. I get it. There's no way. I'm not even a Jets fan, but there is no way. Now, Adam Gase is one of the worst coaches I've ever seen. This team's got no talent. You know, they could play horribly for 3.5 quarters, and they'll still find a way to win this game.
That would be bad, right? That would be really bad if it happens with the Raiders. So,
just win, baby, win.
Yeah, just win. Take care of business. They got to make another East Coast trip. You know, I'm throwing out all kinds of things, but you know, the fact is that they got smashed to the mouth, and I'm hoping it's a wake up call for this young team, because they have talent. They just have to go out there and play better.
So we look at Gruden, and we know he's on a 10-year contract, $100 million man. He's not going anywhere, nor should he be going anywhere anytime soon. 4-12, 7-9. If he doesn't make the playoffs this year, how will you look at the first 3 years of the second chapter of John Gruden with the Raiders?
Well, look, I played for Gruden the first 2 years. We went 8-8. Then the following year, we went 12-4 and hosted the AFC Championship game against the Ravens. So I'm expecting a sort of a blowout year. And like I said, I think they have everything they need to be successful. Got to get people healthy, got to get people off of the COVID list and stuff like that. But this team is going in the right direction. Last week was definitely a setback. But if they don't make the playoffs this year, it would be a real shame, because I really think the Kansas City Chiefs have been a nagging thorn in their side for quite some time. And they were able to split the series, which, you know, coming into the season, I said that's where the playoff hopes hang. If they can at least split with the Kansas City Chiefs and they got a chance to make the playoffs, they did that. And that's why I'm still holding fast that they can do better.
I know I'm not optimistic after Sunday, but if you gave me a Chiefs and a Raiders 2-7 playoff game, I know no one feels great going up against the Chiefs, but the Raiders, it's been remarkable how they played them twice this year.
Well, yeah, because they know they can go bang for bang with the offense. And even though the Chiefs did a little something different that they didn't do in the first game, they held on the ball. They really wanted to control the time of possession and keep the ball away from the Raiders. It was a great game going back and forth that second time around. So it would be interesting to see if we have to play them again, how it comes up and who out-coaches the other.
If you had to tell me right now who represents the AFC in the Super Bowl and the NFC in the Super Bowl, who would be your two teams?
Oh, that I still hold on to the Chiefs and the
NFC's tough. NFC. I don't feel NFC great about any team in the NFC.
Yeah, neither do I. I mean, it's going to be someone that we probably, I don't know if we say someone that we not expect. NFC's tough. I mean, it really is. I mean, maybe I don't see. I'm not confident in the Packers. I think they get smashed in the mouth the same way they did in the last NFC Championship game by a team that can rush. And I'm not one of those guys that's throwing anything in the Bucks. The Saints are too easy to pick. I don't think they get that. I don't think they get through the playoffs. The NFC's tough, man. It really is. I don't know.
Can Seattle's defense has played better. I'm still not confident in the defense. Do you like Seattle? You know, I think this year, honestly, it may come down to, and I know defense probably decides it, but just which quarterback between Rodgers and Wilson and Brady and Breeze, just which quarterback carries their team? Because every team in the NFC, there's something that you could say, yeah, I don't really love this part about their team.
That's very true. I mean, maybe Seattle's trending upward, but I think that when they get into the rest of their division, they're going to get beat up there. You know what I mean? So I'm not really sure.
Link Kennedy, we always appreciate it. Thanks so much for the insight. And I'm telling you, you'll have an easy broadcast on Sunday. Don't you worry.
I hope so. Last week was painful to watch. So thanks, brother. I appreciate it. Have a good one.
You got it. There's Lincoln Kennedy. Good stuff. Great to connect with him.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.